That's the Illinois. 101 of them. You just remember them.
The children getting lost down there.
Huh?
How about the children getting lost? You can relax. You don't need to come to that.
Marguerite was always lost at supper time. The minute we went to go into the table for dinner, Marguerite was gone. And then we dispersed, some to one end of the island, some to the other end of the island. I know one night she got all the way up as far as the Coast Guard station up at the upper end of the island before we found her. And there was a little fellow next door who rented the house next door that one summer. And she usually take him with her. So his mother would be about frantic when she'd find him gone.
How old was Marguerite then?
About 2 or 3. And but she'd go off and take Ush with him. She called him Ush. And she used to take Ush with her. And she somehow sensed when it was almost dinner time. And before anybody would notice her, she'd be off. But they were often lost in Sea Isle, but I never worried much about them because Sea Isle was, well, it wasn't big. And everybody practically on the island knew who they were. So that, to me, it seemed there wasn't ever too much danger in them being lost.
Well, talking about them, people knowing who they were, what about the baby parade? Didn't that help?
Of course, everybody knew them in the baby parades. They won a prize every year because the number they had in, they always had a float with all of them on one float.
Can you remember any of the first floats?
Oh, yes, I can remember the float of Robin Hood. I used to make the costumes, and they had these brown costumes with the little hats and the bow and arrows made out of string and wood, you know. And they had Robin Hood and all his men. And another one they had down on the farm. They were all done up in farm costumes with big farm hats. And another one they had... The coconuts, the three boys. Well, that was just that they were different. Yeah. Three coconuts done up in brown costumes as coconuts. And the girl in a coach as a fairy queen, or the coach all decorated, and flowers and crepe paper and all that. And another one when the coach was decorated as an alarm clock, and the baby's face looking through the alarm clock, our alarm clock. And what was the other one that, I have pictures of them down there too, you know, down the sea all of them. What was the one down on the farm? What was the one that we had the puppies in?
Yeah, that was down on the
farm. Year, was it down on the farm that we had
sitting in the hay.
We had the hay and the puppies.
Yeah.
And everybody around it in the farm costumes. And then they would pull this thing up the boardwalk.
And the express wagons.
And two or three express wagons. And the express wagons always just lasted till they got past the judges. And then they would go to pieces. Oh, dear. That would be weeks in preparation.
Yeah.
And then just about 20 minutes when they finally got on. But that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because the two older boys would prepare the float and everything, and took all that time working on that and getting it ready. And I was making the costumes and getting their things ready for them. And they got a lot of fun out of it. And they always got an express wagon or a coach or something out of it. They always got a big prize because they always had the most in it. It wasn't that it was so beautiful or anything like that. Oh dear, the days.
Then some of the children got in trouble down there, didn't they?
Well, after the boys got old enough to drive, we were never down there a week that one of them wasn't arrested or something with some imaginary cause, if it either imaginary or real, that they would have to pull them in or annoy their father about them. And then the time that Frank in a daredevil manner, somebody's daring him, drove the Ford up on the boardwalk. Of course, you couldn't blame them for wanting to arrest him for that. But the fellows who were with him wouldn't swear against him or wouldn't tell on him, so they couldn't do it.
Wasn't Frank a Coast Guard or a lifeguard for a while, too?
Yes, Frank was a lifeguard for a while. Joe was a lifeguard and captain of a lifeguard for a year. I think they're the only ones that were ever lifeguards. Frank worked in the American store.
Paul.
Joe worked in the American store, and Paul worked in the American store down there. the episode with the mayor.
Yeah.
When he was playing tennis and he wanted him to pay his money ahead of time. And he wouldn't pay his money until he finished the game, and the mayor arrested him because he wouldn't pay his money at first. Oh, dear, they were always in some sort of hot water. And at that time, it wasn't so much a matter of routine, you know.